Take a little bit of Smokey Robinson and add in a couple of Sams, Cook and Smith maybe, for technique, range, and vocal agility. Then add in several tons of heart and soul from the young man who is so proudly representing Cincinnati on NBC's The Voice, and you get the astoundingly talented Tyshawn Colquitt. Good evening for Around Cincinnati. I'm Elaine Deal, and Tyshawn is here in the studio for a quick visit. Welcome. Welcome home, and congratulations.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Tyshawn, you're going to be on The Voice this week.
Yes, ma'am.
Again.
Knockout round.
And I wish everyone could see the suit you're wearing. It's absolutely gorgeous, and I just am thrilled to get a little sneak peek of what I'm going to see on national television. Okay, I got to get this out of the way. Is Jennifer Hudson as beautiful in person as she looks on TV?
OMG. Like, literally drop-dead gorgeous.
She turned her chair around when you were singing. How did you manage to continue singing?
That was, like, probably the biggest struggle, because as soon as she turned around, my heart starts to, like, jump out of my body. And so I'm like, okay, Tyshawn, just relax, relax. Keep singing, because you can't stop singing even though you have a chair turn, because she might turn back around. And so there was a sense of relief. It's one thing to be on this platform and to sing for celebrities, but their backs are turned to you. So with their backs turned to you, it made me feel different. But getting up there and you're like 90 seconds down and you have literally 1 minute and 30 seconds to impress the coaches. And here you are. You're hitting the 90 second mark and no one's turned yet. So you're already fighting the anxiety from being nervous, like, OMG, I came all this way and they may not turn their chair. But then when they finally turn their chair, you're like, oh, you're catching yourself. And then another chair turn is just the icing on the cake. So I'm very appreciative for two chair turns.
How big is that theater? About how many people are in there when you're singing? It looks huge on TV, but it's probably only maybe.
I think television makes the whole experience big, but it's a very intimate setting with a nice size theater where the audience is around you. And they pretty much change up the same stage for different rounds, because I saw video of the whole process of how they go from the blinds to setting up the stage and rotating it to the battles. And now when they got to prepare for the knockout rounds, they take away the bars. And now we're like, we have more of a stage and it's not necessarily a battle arena.
And you mentioned that second chair that turned. That was, of course, Blake Shelton, right?
Yes.
Were you very surprised by that chair turn?
I was very surprised, but also I felt like it was a great opportunity for me. I am very appreciative because any of the coaches turn around, that is a blessing for me. But with Blake being the number one coach that's won so many times, like, you have Jennifer Hudson, this powerhouse that could possibly do so much with my voice. But then you have Blake that knows his music to the point where any mixture of contestants that he's ever came across, he's always found a way to find all of their beautiful qualities and bring them out and bring home a victory. So it was like, OMG, I already had in my heart that I wanted to go with Team J Hood. But it was like, wow, Blake just turned around. And then he's relating to my voice as hummingbird whistles. So I'm like, OMG, this is hard to pick right now.
It was pretty cute, though, when he said he thought Curtis Mayfield was a baseball player.
I was like, he couldn't have thought that.
It was
that.
A good line, though.
Yes, it was.
But it does actually bring up an interesting question. So your coach is Jennifer Hudson, a female, working right. with a male voice. Does that present any challenges?
Actually, no. I feel that it would be more so an unbiased approach. I feel that me being a male vocalist and embarking onto the R&B realm, she was the best candidate to, because one, she's a woman. And R&B music, to me, from my experience, is a never-ending love song, either good or bad. And so I felt she had the best background to be able to really hone in everything that I feel that I need, that I may not see that I need help on. And I feel like she just could bring so much out of me from having that theatrical background and from the things that she's done, from the television competition that she did, and then from leaving that situation and doing the impossible, things that no one has ever done. And that right there is legendary. And those are the same paths that I wanted to go, no matter what, if it was a male or a woman. The fact that she was able to do all of the things that she was able to do in the time frame and with the opportunities that she got, I want to learn from her and see how I can take my very same opportunity and take it to the next level.
It sounds like you're really wide open to receiving everything she has to give, yes. Even though you are no stranger to this. You've been singing for a long time. Grew up in Cincinnati, went to school for creative and performing arts, I understand.
Yes, I graduated the class of 2013.
Did you sing with Lori Wyant's groups
yes,
there?
Yes, Miss Wyant. I love Miss Wyant. I sang, and first I was in J1, junior high, advanced choir, and then I moved on to chorale, and we had the opportunity to win gold in the World Choir Games. From that exchange, we made a great friendship and relationship with a Beijing choir. And so it allowed us to be able to have the opportunity to have a vocal exchange. So my senior year, we invited Beijing's choir to do a vocal exchange at our school. And this is when I really knew that entertainment was where I belong. I knew at 13, like, I love performing. But at this moment, my senior year, I asked to help put together a show, put together the production, help with leading the rehearsal. I got to show my vision. And at that moment, it's like an artist is not an artist until they are able to paint their vision. In this whole experience, we gave them Beijing Goes to Broadway. And first we hosted them here, and then after school was out, I graduated and we went to Beijing, China. We were the first choir in the world to ever perform at the Forbidden City. And so it was like, wow, we're like embarking on something legendary. So it's like at that moment, I knew that in order to be big and legendary, because my dream is to be legendary. I want to be noted as a legendary R&B vocalist, like a modern day Luther Vandross or a modern day Marvin Gaye. I just want to bring the old R&B nuances back to music.
Well, having that vision and that goal is one thing. Actually getting there is another. So 2013, Amen. You're out of high school. 2018, you end up on The Voice. How did you get there?
So leaving high school, I actually got awarded the Presidential Scholarship to Berklee College of Music. So what happened was, the first year, there was the Boston Marathon, and there was a bombing. And so due to the bombing, I couldn't go to and be on the dorms. Freshmen and sophomore were obligated to stay on campus at this time. They made an exception and said, hey, well, due to the situation, we will allow you guys to have outside living. And due to my situation, outside living was kind of difficult being in Boston, Massachusetts. We're around all of these different schools, like these Ivy League schools like Harvard and Yale and all of those different schools. And it's like, you have to have credit in order to get one of these places. And so it was difficult. I tried looking for roommates. I tried so many things because it was like, Miss Wyant did what I didn't think was possible. I wanted to go to college, but I didn't necessarily have plans because I was like, I don't want to go in debt. I don't have the money to necessarily pay out of pocket for education, the education that I want. Berklee is like the top music school in the world. A lot of people was telling me like, why are you auditioning for that school? You know that school is super expensive and you may not even get a scholarship or anything. A month passed. One of my friend, Aaron Ray, we auditioned together. He was on the X Factor, and he gets his acceptance letter back. I'm already like, oh, man, I'm not going to make it in. I'm not going to make it in. And a month later, I get this letter. I'm running to the counselor, and she's reading it. She's like, this is $186,000. They're saying that they're awarding you the Presidential Scholarship. And so we're like, we're super ecstatic. Like, at this moment, I'm like, wow, anything is possible. Even leaving Cincinnati, being in Boston, Massachusetts, the professors, they believe in me enough to want to award me the Presidential Scholarship. They only pick 5 candidates a year to even get this award. And yet, me from Cincinnati, Cincinnati Public Schools.
I think we just made a commercial for
like, I made it. I did it.
Right. I know we got to let you go. I would love to talk to you for about 5 hours, but I do have to ask you, why is pound cake important in your life?
Pound cake is very important to my life because it's an example of love for me. In order to make the perfect pound cake, the secret formula is to mix with love. If you don't mix with love, the cake is not going to turn out right. There's been experiments where I've had someone else make the cake and they may have been angry and the cake is going to be flat. Everyone knows, if you know anything about pound cake, In order to make pound cake, you have to use love. And my thing that I love to live by is I want to show love and I want to bring love. I want to share love and I want to teach love.
If you were to bring me a pound for sound cake, what song would you sing when you delivered it?
That's a good question. The song that I was singing, I probably would do Feel the Fire by Peabo Bryson.
Well, Tyshawn, it's been such a pleasure to meet you. I think the future holds nothing but great things for you. I know you can't tell us what's going to happen on The Voice, but we will see you on this week on NBC. What time is the show on?
8 p.m.
8 o'clock Monday night, Tuesday night. Stay healthy. Keep singing. He's been called the Jackie Wilson of his time because of his style, energy, and expression. Tyshawn Colquitt has been winning vocal contests since he first appeared on Live at the Apollo Theater when he was 13. He's making his way through the rounds of competition on The Voice, and you can follow his progress with Team Jennifer as he advances through the rounds. Tyshawn, thank you for the opportunity to get to know you, get to know the human being behind that beautiful voice.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it so much.
Best of luck to you. For a link to Tyshawn's music and more information about him, visit our website, wvxu.org. For WVXU, I'm Elaine Deal.